Welcome to the Story Weaver podcast. I'm your host, Bronwraug Mitchell. Come, sit with me under the story tree as I weave a tale or two for you. Greetings and salutations, and welcome to The Craft of Storytelling. Today I'll be talking to you about the writer's process, specifically my writing process. I had hoped to have some questions to answer today. As of yet, there have been no submissions, so if we get some late questions, I'll answer them on another show. Friday's shows tend to be somewhat scripted, mostly to keep me on track. I get talking, I can rabbit on for longer than 20-30 minutes. Sometimes when talking, I can have flashback episodes as a result of having complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And that can also mean when I'm having some episodes, I can lose track of what I'm saying and go off on a tangent. Plus, even though I have public speaking experience and a theatrical background, there are days when I use an excessive amount of filler words. Is repeated a lot. And I like to drag out words when I've lost my train of thought. So we tend to do the Friday shows fairly scripted or as scripted as possible while maintaining some sort of flexibility. My poor editor has had to chop out so many filler words in the past. Now I do most of that before he does the rest of the editing. And even then, there are still things that we leave in because we can't always chop out those ums and ahs. But today, I thought I would just talk, no script, just me talking about writing and my writer's process. I'm doing this because I am hoping to start teaching some writing classes to some homeschooling students. And as I've said a few times, I would love to go around to schools talking to kids. And I'm not always going to want to do it with a script in hand. With that in mind, please bear with me. I will try to stay on tangent. So I thought I'd start off with a couple of quotes. Mark Twain: writing is easy. All you have to do is cross out the wrong words. Now that's basically editing, summed up perfectly. And Jean Fowler: writing is easy. All you do is sit staring at a blank sheet of paper until drops of blood form on your forehead. And that really is how writing can feel some days. There are people that say, oh, we only hear the negative side of writing. Why are you doing writing if it's such hard work, if it feels like torture, if you're not enjoying it? On the other hand, we've had people out there that make out that writing is the most easiest thing to do, and that if you struggle to put words down on the paper, you're not a very good writer. And it kind of falls somewhere in the middle of all of that. Obviously, some people have a way with words. They've got the gift of the gab, they've kissed the Blarney Stone, whatever. But just because you've got a way with words, it doesn't mean that you're a better writer than someone that practically sweats out every word onto their notebook or whatever device they're using. For too many years, a lot of writers have tried to keep some sort of air of mystery. That is why I get on here and I try and answer questions. I share about my writing journey because my writing journey has not been the smoothest writing journey. It's so intimidating when more experienced writers or famous writers or published writers, whichever one is suitable. It's very intimidating when they make out that writing is just so easy. You just sit down at a typewriter and bang out the words and then you're done. Some people can do that. I think I said before that Enid Blyton, it was reported that she wrote most of her stuff on the typewriter with almost no errors from beginning to end of the story. And I mean, you grow up with hearing stories like that and you sit down and you try and start at the start and just keep going. Then you realize you've hit a wall and you don't know how to keep going. So you think, oh my God, how did somebody else just sit down and write their entire story from start to finish and know exactly what they were going to write? So you hear people say, it's because you're not dedicated enough. You're not disciplined enough. You don't have enough of a routine. Unfortunately, or fortunately, writing is a very personal, individual journey. We don't all have the same experiences. We don't all have the same temperament. We don't all live in the same house, which, thank God, because if we did, imagine how crowded that'd be. No two writers are the same. Therefore, no two writers will write the same, will have the same process, the same routine. What works for writer A is not going to work for writer B. And that's without adding in kids, jobs, health problems. You always hear people say, oh, if you really, really want to be a writer, you'll make time to write. And on one hand, that's true. On the other hand, if you're living in a very stressful environment where you've barely got time to scratch your own head, 5 minutes to write might as well be 5 hours to write. It's a very individual journey for the writers. I have been writing since I was a child. I really do not remember a time when I wasn't writing. Obviously there was. Some of my earliest writing memories started at 9, but I know that at 7 I had already had a deep love of writing and reading and wanted at 7 to be a writer. Even if we said I've been writing stories and whatnot since I was 9, that's over 30 years. And in that time I have been published and I have been a part of writing groups, I have formed writing groups, I've written for the school newspaper, but it wasn't until a few years ago that I actually started to find my process or understand my process. I kept trying to force myself, even if I plotted out things, I kept trying to force myself to write in a linear fashion, and that wasn't me. So a lot of my notes start off well, a very nice opening paragraph or a few opening paragraphs, and then I get stuck. Sometimes it's pages in, and then I was getting stuck. And so I wouldn't share my drafts with anybody because my first draft, my second draft, most of my drafts were not readable to anybody else but myself. So if you got to see an early draft, it was incredibly rare and I felt confident enough to show people. So it wasn't until a few years back that I realized that I was still, even after all of these years, trying to write the way other people wanted me to write. What I found I had been doing for a lot of the years was writing down notes, jumping ahead and writing a scene here, writing a scene there, writing some more notes as something occurred to me, jump ahead to another scene here. So my drafts were basically Frankenstein's monster, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, cobbled it all together. That actually works best for me. I plot a certain amount of points down. Sometimes when I get an idea, I get a complete idea come to me. Most often than not, I get a title, a character, a scenario, and I write that down. Sometimes I'll try and plot it all out. Then I get held up in plotting. I get sidetracked by research. I get sidetracked by, and what colour clothes was she wearing on this day? And plotting out everything doesn't work for me. Neither does it necessarily work for me just to pants the whole thing, which is, you know, right by the seat of your pants. So I've said before, I do both. I'm a plantser. I've got to plot a certain amount, have some rough idea of character scenarios. By the end of the story, half of the things that I've written look nothing like what I started with, but it gives me a starting point. Most of the time as I'm writing, the characters take over or I realise that scenario doesn't work or the words stop flowing. If I can't write a scene, I'll write a list of points. Literally, I could start off with, once upon a time, the little girl, she wandered through the forest, yada, yada, yada. That looks great, wonderful. Now, somewhere along the line, she's going to bump into somebody and then, oh my goodness, she's going to fall over, break her leg. And at some point, oh, what's she going to trip over? So that sort of rambling until I can pick up the flow again. Once I've got the basics written down, the basic storyline. So even if I have a paragraph really well crafted here and then bullet points here and then a jump ahead here, my very first draft, as long as it has some sort of middle, beginning, end, even if 2/3 of it is just bullet points, as long as I have got some rough bare bones, I am satisfied that that is my first draft. I am not necessarily going to show that to anybody. Now I'll either put that aside and let it stew, or I'll go back and I'll start filling in the blanks, fleshing out the bare points. Sometimes the second draft will be more plumper, but there'll still be really sketchy bits. Now, most of what I'm writing at the moment that I've completed and published is short stories and flash fiction. But of the drafts, I have got books with over 18,000 words in, and they can have complete chapters followed by 2 or 3 chapters that are still bullet points. The only thing I don't do this much with is my poetry. Sometimes I'll get an idea for a poem and it's the complete and utter poem in my head, not a problem. Other times it is one word. So I write that down and then I save it into my file. Sometimes I will literally just write down the bare bones of what I'm trying to say, which look nothing like a poem at all. It looks like a string of rambled words tacked together. Half the time the spelling is atrocious because I've just raced to get these ideas down. I may want to talk about something really beautiful, but as long as I've got those key points written down, I may be talking about the full moon and I would just put down big round moon just to get the idea down onto paper. Having lost so many ideas because I couldn't write them down, I have become fanatical about writing down or recording in some fashion most of my ideas. It doesn't matter who else is going to read them. It doesn't have to make sense to anybody else. Most of the time, whatever I write down is enough to remind me of what my intentions were. In my draft folders for my poetry, I had for 2 years one poem with just one word on it. It was just Oasis, but I still remembered what I had intended with that poem. A few weeks ago, I was finally able to complete it. Sometimes, though, depending on what I'm writing, that one word is not enough to remind me of what I meant. So obviously trying to write a few words, even if they sound nothing like your final poem, just getting the idea down onto paper. Most of the drafts in my poetry folders don't necessarily look like poems. I try and keep most of the drafts because it's interesting to see how it started, the poem, and what it became. So it's interesting to do a side-by-side comparison. When I'm working on a piece, I'm not as disciplined as some other people. Sometimes I get in the zone and then the house could pretty much be falling down around me and I wouldn't be aware. I'm in that zone, the words are flowing, the characters are leading me by the hand. On those days, everything is perfect and groovy. Those are the days I wish I had more of. But the days that I end up with are the days where I'll sit down and say, right, I'm going to write today and we're going to finish this story on Hansel and Gretel. And we know that we're doing a different variation of the story. We know that it starts off like this, and we know for a fact that this happens in the middle, and then we know that the ending is this ending. And then I'll sit down, I'll look at the screen, I will think, oh my God, what are words? How do words work? What do I write? So if that's the case and I can't get the words down, I'll switch over to another writing project. Sometimes switching over to the poetry will be enough to get my head back into gear, finishing off a couple of pieces of small poetry, and then I can jump back into the story. Sometimes I'm writing along and a scene reminds me of another story I'm working on, and boom, that story calls to me. So I have stopped what I'm doing, jumped over to the other project, written out what's in my head so I don't lose it. Because 9 times out of 10, I am not going to remember it later if I'm working on this story. And then I'll jump back to the story I started. Sometimes I'm so blocked on the first story, and then usually I can pick up where I left, continue to write. Sometimes I'll get a clear picture of scenes further down the track. And again, I don't want to lose those scenes. I don't know if I'll ever use them, but I stop, I write them down, and then I try and go back to the story. For me, it's all about getting the words out one way or another. Unfortunately, it also means that I have got several files full of stories, books, essays in various stages of completion. Over the last couple of years, I have been working hard on completing more, but I have a long way to go. Each time that I can progress the story a little bit more, I'm happy, but I've reached a stage where I'm looking at what I have already written over these last few years, since my writing became incredibly prolific. I'm looking at what I've completed, which has been quite a bit, and I'm looking at what I've got left to complete, and that's not accounting for the new ideas I get every day. And I'm thinking that I may need to change things up a little bit. Now, writing with the mental health issues that I have makes everything challenging. I set this whole week as a week to write and edit a story for a client, and that's been good because every time I got stuck on the story, I could jump on the editing, clear my brain for a bit, go back. But this week, even though I have carved out time for myself to write, I have found that I just can't keep the focus. The more I force myself to sit down and be disciplined and dedicated, the more I find the words run away. It's not a case of mind over matter, especially because writing can trigger flashbacks. The very art of writing can trigger flashbacks. Knowing that I'm putting myself into a situation where I am vulnerable out loud in front of people can cause more flashbacks. So a lot of the times, the story that I'm writing is drowned out by the words of people that have said things to me like I'm stupid, untalented, lazy, undisciplined, a has-been, a hack. You can't really write well when you've got those words running through your head. When I embraced my writer's process a few years ago, it was freeing for me, realizing that I didn't write in a linear way. When I realized that I didn't write the way that I'd been taught that writers wrote, and realizing that it was okay to write that way, gave me a bit of freedom and helped me to complete more. But still, I believe I've reached a point now where my process needs to be refined. Just because something worked in the past doesn't mean it's always going to work. My point that I've been trying to say is that we each find what works for us, and we can experiment. We can look up on the internet and talk to other writers and see how they do it. Some people get up, they dedicate 2-3 hours in the dead of the morning. Others have to have their workout or clean their house first or whatever else. So it is worth finding out what other people do and take notes and experiment. You might be an early morning person and your words might be freshest first thing in the morning. Your words might be freshest before you go to bed. You might need to do a workout and get all the blood flowing. You might need to make sure you sit down and know that the house is entirely clean. Although some of those things can also be forms of procrastination. We can be so busy setting up our writing day and ticking off all the responsibilities that by the time we sit down to write, we actually have no time left. So you've got to be really careful sitting down and going, oh, I'm not going to write until I've cleaned the house from top to bottom and I've caught up on all my correspondence and I've done this, 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 and this. You still do have to make some sort of time to write. I know I said at the beginning of the show that that's sometimes easier than said than done, but there's a difference between not having the time because you are racing after people and doing things and you have other commitments, and not having the time because you're procrastinating. And yes, procrastinating comes down to fear, it comes down to worry, it comes down to mental health issues, health problems, but you can realize that you are procrastinating. So a bit of a healthy balance might be good. Make sure that you've cleared a few things if you need a clear house to work, but don't throw yourself into spring cleaning every single day so you never get time to work. I find that when I'm writing, I need plenty of water on hand. I find I get incredibly hungry, so a pile of healthy snacks is always good. If I have to keep getting up and making something to eat, obviously I'm going to get distracted and lose the point. I need music. I need to be able to immerse myself in the music. It can be anything. Some days I need AC/DC while I'm writing out my poetry. Other days I like to listen to some of the remixes that my daughter has got me onto. There is no set music that I always use. If you looked at my playlist on YouTube, you'd see that it's an eclectic mix and I'm always adding to it when YouTube isn't removing stuff from it. Part of my writer's process is to make sure that I've had my tablets, I've done my routine, you know, cleaned up the house a bit, made sure I've attended to my hygiene and got changed. Definitely more productive when I'm actually out of my pajamas. So that's all part of my writer's process. It helps to clear my head and help me to focus. But at the end of the day, there are times when I've done everything right and I sit down in front of the screen and there's no words coming. And you can force yourself, and still there are no words coming. And if you've got a deadline and you've made promises to people, then that just means that the pressure is on. So I'm still working out how to refine my process. But if your process is anything like mine and you jump from project to project and half of your draft is bullet points and little notes to yourself, you know, you should see some of my author's notes. I have notes everywhere. Some days I can't even do a writing session. I end up doing a whole bunch of author's notes to myself. Things like, you must research what this means, or you must research this point, or Gee, she sounds really annoying. Is there something you can do to make her sound less annoying? These scripts, these drafts rarely see the light of day. By the time they get through to a beta reader, they've usually been through several revisions. But I'm a big one for just writing whatever you can at the time too. Hence the bullet points. You know, whatever it takes for me to progress the story. But now I need to work on completing more things. I've got so many things in drafts that now need to go through second revision, third revision. And I want to see less draft folders and more completed drafts. But hopefully amongst all this rambling, you'll feel a little bit better about your own writing process. You'll realize that not everybody is sitting in a perfect office writing a perfect bestseller in front of their U-Boot computer. Some people still write an entire draft by hand. If you look at some of my drafts, some of them are written on the computer, and then there's 3 scenes in this notebook and 6 scenes in that notebook and a scene over here on a receipt, and there's 3 notes on my phone. It is quite chaotic. I get scenes when I'm waiting in the doctor's surgery. I get scenes when I'm walking the dog. I don't want to lose those scenes, and where possible, I jot them down. Organizing your files and transcribing them is also an important part of the writing process if you're as chaotic writer as I am. So, totally unscripted show. Hopefully you were able to get something out of my writer's process. I'd love to hear how some of you write. I'd love to know if you're all just able to sit down in front of your computer, or if you write beautifully in your notebook. I mean, you should see my notes in my notebooks. Almost nobody can read them. Usually I can, and when I transcribe them, I've only managed to stuff up and miss 1 or 2 words, but it looks like an ant has gotten hold of one of my pens and just gone for a walk through my notebooks. I'm probably not giving a good representation of a successful writer, but then again, I'm not a successful writer yet. I'm published, but I am not a success. I'm not making money from this. People don't know who I am. So maybe it's because of my writer's process. But up until a few years ago, I didn't have a process because I was too busy trying to be someone I wasn't. And I was also writing under some of the most horrid conditions. So my process isn't for everybody, and it's probably not going to be for me much longer. But it helped me to go from writing nothing to writing maybe over 100,000 words, maybe even more. I don't know how much I've written since I started writing again, but it works for me. And I want you all to be able to find something that works for you. And so we'll be back on Monday with story time. So if you want to chat to me about your process, you can find me on Twitter, or my email's at the end of the show, or leave a message on the Anchor page. But yeah, I'd really love to hear your thoughts on your process. Please be sure to drop me a line. Thank you. The Story Weaver podcast intro and outro were created by my editor and tech whiz, Paul Aiken, using licensed music from Stock 20. If you would like to contact me, you can send me an email to storyweaverpodcast@gmail.com. Farewell for now, dear friends.